What's going on, guys? It's Quinton Berry, your editor-in-chief here for AppleNewsWeekly.com. This is an Apple News Weekly podcast updating your most important Apple news for the week of April 25th. So, today, Apple and Verizon are considering an iPhone deal that may be sooner than expected. And Apple hits their 1 billionth App Store download, and Apple is cutting 1,600 Apple Store retail jobs. Let's get into the news. Our first story is Apple and Verizon considering an iPhone deal. Now, Verizon and Apple are discussing the possible development of an iPhone for the Verizon Wireless platform, with the goal of introducing next year. People are already familiar with the situation, they say. Now, this would mark the first time that Apple has produced a version of the iPhone for a CDMA wireless network, which is different than AT&T's GSM network. All right, next up, the Apple App Store has hit over 1 billion app downloads. Apple announced the winner of its App Store promotion just a few days ago, and the winner was a 13-year-old named Connor McCulley from Western Connecticut, and he downloaded the billionth app called Bump. It's basically a tool for swapping information such as contact details and photos. I am disappointed to say that Apple did not follow through with their originally planned contest. That was, they were going to pick a random winner and not the billionth app download. But it's very nice to see that a 13-year-old has a very long life ahead of him to spend his $10,000 iTunes gift card, as well as use his 17-inch MacBook Pro with a 32-gigabyte iPod Touch and a time capsule. Now, we have some disappointing Apple news, and that news is that Apple is firing 1,600 employees from its retail stores. Now, in San Francisco, reported April 25th, Apple has fired some 1,600 employees from its chain of retail stores due to the slacking customer demand and the poor economy. Now, the move came as Apple's recent earnings report showed a drop in sales for its Mac computer line, which is the biggest earner at its stores. I'm Quinton Berry for AppleNewsWeekly.com. Be sure to check the website for amazing app reviews and some product reviews coming up in the next few weeks. This has been our weekly Apple News Update.